Vince Freeze, Denver, intense battle with Swole at the end there. And I think you're lapping Mitchell Harrison. He's tripling. You're doubling. Yeah, gnarly.
Yeah, it was wild. It was Swole and Thrasher, actually. And maybe Blos was in there, too. And then, like, we came up on, like, five lappers all battling for position.
I'm surprised no one went down. Seriously, it was gnarly.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, I kind of, like, that was maybe one time in my life where I'm like, I really don't want to fight. Like, I don't want this right now. I kind of... Two races to go. Like, you, this is kind of crazy. Track was crazy. And it kind of paid off. I just kind of sat back, and they all got wild. I jumped the triple, and they couldn't, and went by them all and beat them.
You jumped the finish, I think. Oh, no, maybe there was someone else.
I half-jumped the finish line one lap.
You cased the finish.
Yeah, so I went inside to block Swole and, like, committed to it, and then he came, and I had to back out, but I was still halfway committed. And so I, like, half-jumped it. It was pretty brutal, but...
You're an aggressive rider. I don't even mean like passes. I mean like on the track and this dirt, like you mentioned, you can't really be attacking it too much. You kind of got to be easy. Was that tough for you?
Yeah, but I mean, obviously at altitude, the bike's different also. So typically I'm pretty good in hard pack stuff. I'm pretty good in like flat turns and slick stuff, but I just couldn't get a start tonight. First gear start, altitude, everything different. Like I'm pretty like, I got to dial my stuff in, like, and I got to do a ton of repetitions of my start, and that's kind of why I'm so good. I just have it so dialed. I bring it to the race, and I nail it, right? And something totally different like this, I struggled a little bit with that. But
Freckle just told me he started first on a 450, which I was kind of surprised at.
Yeah, but, I mean, I watched his starts during the day, and they looked awesome. We've been doing a lot of starts next to each other this year, so, it's fine. I had to make a lot of passes, which always feels good. It's better than starting first and getting passed, right? So made a lot of good passes. I enjoyed that. Just fun.
What was up with the black jersey in practice with the different pants?
Oh, it was a vest.
Okay, so it looked bigger. Yeah, it looked... So what was up with that?
Liat race vest light. Go order one. They're unbelievable. I ride in one. Anytime it's below 60, I'm throwing the vest on. I love it.
That made sense because I was almost like, is he wearing like a full chest pro under his black jersey? It looked bigger.
No, I ran it last week, too, and they're unbelievable. I'm telling you, go to Liat, get you a race vest.
That makes much more sense because I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't figure out the colors, and I couldn't figure out why it looks so big. All right, got it. All right, man, one more. Showdown.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you put Cade in the thing? I kind of feel bad. He was going to pass me for top 20 tonight. He blew it. So I'll get that. I'll get the money, unless he pulls off a miraculous podium next week.
Yeah.
I'll get the top 20 money, but give him a crack at the...
No. See, what you don't understand and other guys on Twitter don't understand is that Cade and Starling told me for 2 months they wanted nothing to do with my race because it's going to be... They want to break their legs. They don't like the race. They want to be in the main event. So Starling and Cade can't complain right now. That's where I'm at.
Fair enough. Right. All right. Right. I'm with it.
You're going to watch it next week?
I was considering putting up a little money for the best takeout, the Vince Freeze best takeout award.
I heard that. Feld also heard that. Feld told me to keep it on the down low.
Yeah, we thought it over, and I wasn't sure I would go over well, but we got a good laugh out of it over here at least.
Yeah, I heard that. All right, thanks, Vince.
Yeah, thank you.